KTSW San Marcos.
Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don Reed handoff. Frank's got room across the 40. Running right inside. That's the Hyatt. Another round around third. Pickett sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Foul lead it.
Get that one swung on. Head out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Corbin.
Runs in the Bobcat. Foul lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Bobcat Radio, the Friday edition, the best edition, ladies and gentlemen, as we always know. Jason Harris, your host here, joined by Caleb Ryan, Dean Garcia. Guys, how's the week been treating you so far? It's the end of it. We can at least say that, right?
It went by really fast.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't have any tests, or at least I don't think I have any tests, so we're good.
That's one way to look at it, I guess you could say.
You'll find out sooner or later.
Look at that email saying, yeah, you missed one there. I passed my one test and got done with my little mini master class. Very happy about that. I can safely say I skated by with a C. I don't encourage C's whatsoever, but hey.
C's get degrees.
They're passing me. So, yay me. I'm done with that one. I can relax a little bit and actually dive in to a little more detail on the show that's going on today. Obviously, this is Bobcat Radio. Got a lot of stuff to run down today. We've got some women volleyball news, women's soccer news. They pressing on in that tournament there a little bit. Going to have to give you an update on that one as well. The baseball schedule is out for our Bobcats. Caleb, I know you're pretty excited about that one.
I've been counting down the days till that came out, man.
Yeah, nice. It's good stuff. There's a lot of good lineups, especially here in San Marcos. So stay tuned. We'll give you an update on those as well. Obviously, big game this week against Georgia Southern in the Sun Belt Conference right now. They are a rushing powerhouse. We shall put it that way and get you some stats and updates on that as well. So in a big game on Saturday. Obviously, we're going to do a very in-depth preview on that one. Might have a reporter on from the Georgia Ann, a newspaper up there in Georgia. So we'll up there or down there. Is anybody really good?
That's up, right?
It's got to be up,
right? I think it's up. I don't know.
It's got to be up.
Yeah, it's up.
It's got to be up. So hopefully we can get a hold of them and have them on a little bit later to get an outsider's perspective of what's going on. And then obviously in the second half of the show, we're going to jump into some NFL stuff. Another big matchup for the Cowboys this week, Romo News. Texans get a little bye, a little rest. Good time for a rest right now, I think. And then maybe some basketball news. Apparently there was a game last night. First, Kevin, let you know, tell them how you can get a hold of us here in the studio if you need to.
Yeah, if you guys want to join the broadcast at all and become a part of it, go ahead and give us a call right here at 512-245-FIRE. That is 512-245-3473. Plenty of opportunity to jump on here. And then also on the social media, we've got Dean back here, one of our social media content coordinators. He's running the Twitter sphere with the hashtag Bobcat Radio, correct, Dean?
Yes, correct. Or that, worse.
Are we still doing hashtag worst radio show ever?
We can.
Let's do it. If you guys want to get a hold of us, go ahead and try to get a hold of us on either of those or at KTSW Sports. We're checking all of those. So, you know, join us and have some fun. I do believe that we just got a call. From I don't know her name actually. I don't know who this is. Dean, do you know who this is?
No, I know it's a reporter from the Georgia Southern team.
Okay. So that Georgia Southern team.
Yes, that Georgia Southern
team. The one that's taking everybody to school right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, Are we going? What are we doing here? I don't know. You're the host here, man. I don't know what the schedule is.
Bring it back to me, man. We are going. We're diving in right away, ladies
really?
And gentlemen. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Peyton Boudreaux is joining us from the Georgia Ann. He's a writer. That's their student newspaper. So we thought we'd bring in, you know, the outsiders here a little bit to see what kind of perspective they have on Texas State. Hayden, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So we always like to start off a little bit. I guess I consider Georgia Southern, you know, a bigger school. They're a more established school than Texas State, in just an overall general sense of the program as well. Had a lot of success in the FCS, moving into the FBS as well. So just general thoughts on Texas State, joining the conference, and the program as well.
Well, I gotta be honest, I'm really new to Texas State. I've been watching a lot of game film with you guys, and that Tyler Jones, the quarterback, is really something. Really, for the program, I've looked into it. You guys do have an impressive program. Georgia Southern, you know, we've been around for about 30 years now, 40 years. And joining the FBS, we're obviously really excited. All the students are talking about it. There's just been a lot of buzz about this game this week. It's flying under the radar for a lot of people, but I think it's going to be a huge determinant in the end of this Sun Belt.
I agree. And right now, Georgia Southern, the Eagles sitting very, very pretty in the Sun Belt Conference right now. 6-0 undefeated, 7-2 on the year. Obviously, we know about the rushing attack, and we'll dive into that here in a little bit. But with such success going on, is the program over in Georgia Southern, is it starting to grow and pick up momentum with how well they're doing, or has it kind of just always been centered around, you know, the football program there?
Well, it's definitely been centered around the football program. I've been here for 2 years now. I transferred from another school, and just the fans, the tradition, it's got the tradition of a high-level Division I program. It's really something to see. We've had a pretty high average attendance all year. They would show up no matter who we're playing or where we're playing. It's just been great. It has picked up a little bit, but it's always been very high here.
What were the expectations coming into this season? I mean, after your coach leaving to Army, and then you got Willie Fritz coming in from Sam Houston State with his success there, and y'all have obviously had previous success in the, you know, the FCS. What were the expectations coming into this year?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm one of two writers for the football team. When the season started, we both wrote our projections, and he wrote that we were going to go 4-8, I believe, and I came in at 8-4, and I said we would drop one in the Sun Belt, and I got a lot of criticism around the office for being way too optimistic, and obviously I was maybe a little pessimistic. Nobody really had high hopes. Everyone was real upset about moving away from the triple option. Munkin leaving when he did was a huge deal for us. We didn't know much about Coach Fritz. But obviously, it's worked out pretty well for everyone. We're pretty happy to have him here.
Yeah, he's brought over. It's nice to be able to transition like that. Normally, you see, a couple of years, where is it down, and the coach wants to get his players in, but he's been able to take over, and it's humming right along there. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, they are averaging 404 rushing yards a game. Is that correct, Hayden?
Yes, it is.
That's ridiculous.
Not even funny.
I know. What do you say about that?
And we're allowing that much, probably.
Texas State is not. I would assume that's going to be the focal point. Obviously, the option offense is a focal point of your offense. That's what it is. But with Texas State giving up so many yards on the ground, quarterback Kevin Ellison, sophomore running back Matt Bradley, they've got to be watering at the mouth just a little bit to try and get at this Texas State defense. Am I right?
Definitely. They're going to put up 300 yards rushing no matter what. The really interesting thing, though, about the rushing attack and talking about Coach Fritz and his personnel, the play individually has varied. We have our starting running back, Matt Breida, and he's really been something. He started out the first six games with four carries for over 60 yards, one carry in each game for over 60 yards. But we spread the yards out. Just this last week, we had a running back who was suspended, and we still wound up with 400 yards. So the total remains the same, but the the distribution of carries and yardage varies every week between everyone. And really, the guy who holds everything together is Ellison. He's just a great leader, and he runs the ball with such heart. But the one area everyone's worried about with the Texas State defense is Ellison's been banged up a lot this year, and he's had to come out. Think about 8 or 9 times now with a shoulder or arm injury. No one's really sure what it is, and no one's calling it an injury. But if Texas State can get to him on that shoulder, it could be a totally different game. Fabian Upshaw, the backup, does throw the ball more than Ellison, but he definitely lacks the speed, explosion, and not that he lacks heart, but there's just a different running style in Ellison. He'll put his shoulder down to grab an extra yard. And, Coach Fritz probably doesn't advise that all the time, but it's certainly something to watch.
Definitely. Hayden Boudreau joining us from the Georgia Ann newspaper over in Georgia, representing the Georgia Southern Eagles here. So we're actually up against a break. We're going to keep him over the break. And then come back and break down this a little bit more. I'm excited, man. We've got some an outsider, not an enemy. We'll not say an enemy, but an outside perspective and a very good one at that. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us here. More of the interview when we come back.